Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Slacker and Steve.
I am desperately trying to do the maintaining social distance thing.
Yeah, what was going on?
But then this girl shows up in our studio. What the hell? Who are you?
I'm back. Yes, it feels so good, you guys. I put on mascara for you. I'm wearing a real bra today. Life is good.
Have you legit not like put yourself together?
Legitimately have not put on makeup in 2 weeks.
Dang. But aren't you FaceTiming people?
Yeah. I'm but still pretty without makeup.
Oh, God.
I hope. I've been doing a lot of face masks. My skin is glowing.
Okay. So are there filters you can use when you're... Because I've heard like some of the apps...
No, it's unfortunate.
No, I think Zoom has it.
Oh, really?
I think one of the things... Because we're about to do a virtual happy hour with everybody who works here. And I think our boss said there's like a button you can hit that says touch up. And it's like,
I also heard about Zoom.
The touch up.
There's a feature that it knows if you weren't paying attention in the meeting, it knows that you weren't paying attention and it knows for how long you weren't paying attention.
What do you mean? Like if you weren't making the eye contact or something?
Yeah. Or if your screen isn't focused right, then it can't count you as being in the meeting.
Yeah, but see, here's your out. You suck at all technology.
Am I on?
I know.
Oh, my God.
Okay, wait. This virtual happy hour, because this is all I've been doing, is just virtual.
You've been drinking with friends?
Oh, you've already been drinking?
Yes. Yeah, and we've been playing. There's an app. It's called House Party, and you can play like a game night. Like virtually, but here's the problem. You get like 8 people in there. You don't know who's talking. It's just chaos. So I have made a strict rule. It's like 4 people max.
And then then everybody just kind of has to focus on the one person talking and they finish. But you can't really converse. Because then... Yeah.
But if you're drinking, everyone's...
It's just like, let me tell my funny story. Get me in here.
You don't want to know what's sad?
What?
I'm out of alcohol. Yeah, I did a virtual happy hour last night. I found this random Japanese beer in the back of my fridge that I'm like, I don't even know where this came from, but looks good. We're drinking it tonight.
Were you able to stay?
You literally didn't leave your house.
I just to walk my dog. And we went on drives around the neighborhood because she likes to go on rides. I needed to get out.
Yeah, to learn how to drive a car all over.
Yeah, it feels like it.
You haven't been on our show for how long?
Almost a month.
It's dang.
I miss you guys.
This is bizarre. All right, so get since we're all, and this is really weird because you've already done what everybody is just now starting.
Yes.
But you're considered an essential person, so you get to get out now.
Uh-huh.
But the rest of the people who are just now getting hunkered down, what's the worst part of being stuck in your house? Like, what's it like?
I mean... Just the lack of social interaction. I'm pretty, it feels really good to be around people. And I'm literally by myself. I mean, my dog is like sick of me. She's like, please stop talking to me and taking me on walks. I can't go on any more walks.
Because I bet your dog, when you're out working your tanning business and coming here, he gets to sleep.
Right.
How many hours a day? Like a bunch, right?
Right. She gets away from me, and now I'm like having full conversations with her. She's looking at me like, you've officially lost it.
She's like, can you go be essential?
Yeah, right.
I'm trying to figure out who's got it better. You guys getting to go home alone. I know that sounds like I'm doing a backhanded thing, but I go home to the exact same people, and we've run out of things to say.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
I've been kind of wondering the same thing. Like, I'm kind of grateful that I'm by myself because you might kill your significant other or like kids or whoever you're stuck with. But then also it's like, I mean, it got down to the point where I wanted to build a fort the other day. And I was like, I wish I had someone to build a quarantine fort with.
A
you
chair
know?
Fort.
Oh my God,
there's a new idea.
I am fort built. Thank you so much.
Fort.
We have not built... We've done every... I'm so sick of my family. We're forting it tonight. It's going to be... Oh, my God.
Just
thank
for
you.
Something
there you
new.
Go, yeah.
Because we have like 10 billion blankets and stuff.
And then to expound on what she... I guess the divorce rate is going through the roof during quarantine. I guess people... Like you said, we're just getting sick of each other.
Yeah. I had a brilliant thought the other day, and this is going to sound really sinister, but it's also a really good time to get a divorce because let's say
you're
worth $1 million.
You're right.
And you look at your wife and you're like, when we divorce, I have to give you $500,000. Well, the stock market just went
crap.
Now you're only worth $500,000, so you don't have to pay her. You're still paying her half.
But you don't have
or
to
Or him. You're paying him. You're a high-powered executive woman. But then, like, you only have to pay $250, and then when the market turns back around. So maybe you're in a hurry divorce while the market's
smart.
Low,
yeah.
So you owe less.
Owe less. Time.
Is that...
That's
is that
smart.
Not a great theory? But I'm dead serious. People are fighting with each other. I saw the same stat that the divorce rates are going through the roof. And the other thing is going through the roof. Wait.
Yes.
We're getting... I don't understand it, though, because there's so many people. My neighborhood right now seems like a resort.
Right?
There's people, like, I've seen dads bonding with their sons on bicycles that... Like,
everyone's outside taking walks and bikes and there's so much free workout. Like, you can get a personal trainer right now for free, virtual.
Shut up!
Yes, there's just, like, all these personal trainers I follow on Instagram are like, catch my live class for free in an hour, and you don't need anything but like a towel.
So it sounds like we're all staying in shape, but I don't think so.
So what? Let's go around the room. Who thinks at the end of the rainbow we're going to be fit, and who thinks we're going to be fat?
Personally, or just as a society?
Okay. Personally and society, both. Who do you're going to be more fit, Amber? Because you had the discipline to stay in your house,
right? And I also have. Really not gone to the grocery store, and so I've run out of the good snacks. Like, I'm down to eating like the random can of beans in the back of my cabinet and
go
like
to the store
some broccoli, but I still have food, so I don't want to disobey the rules.
Help me, Steve,
and go to the store.
You don't have
like,
to wait until you're out of everything. What are you doing?
Frozen kale isn't food.
That's not food.
That's not sustenance.
Beans in the back and the weird random Japanese beer. You gotta go get.
Yeah, you need sustenance.
Well, okay, all right. I am out of quarantine now, so I'll go today.
Yeah.
And I also
you
gotta
won't.
Pick up liquor.
I'm gonna tell you, you're not because it's too late. You gotta go.
I've run out of everything. They've run out.
Yeah,
there's a lot of vacant shelves. It's
But then there's shelves that aren't vacant, and then you have to ask yourself, did they just get a shipment of that in, or is that the worst crap on the planet that no one will buy?
Yeah.
Because there's a couple pizzas that never run out. Like there's the
pineapple something.
California Pizza Kitchen, they got one that's like...
They have great pizza, too.
They do, but there's one that's always in stock everywhere I go. That means it sucks, right?
Yeah, there's
Has
a couple
to.
Of those items.
Yeah.
Well, if all of that stuff is run out, I'm going to go ahead and say people are going to gain some weight.
I think society as a whole, personally.
I'm getting fatter, and I think the rest of society is going to follow.
Because you didn't stock up. Like, we tried when we went to the grocery store to buy strawberries, blueberries, all the stuff, but that's...
It goes quick.
Yeah.
And then you're like, Hot Pockets.
Yeah, uh-huh.
And you're like, we've got pizza rolls, Hot Pockets.
Yeah.
I bought... This is going to mean Steve's coming over to my house later. I bought this like Costco size package of Marie Callender's pot pies.
No, you didn't.
Swear. And
you'd never normally buy that, would you?
I would not, but it's like it's quarantine comfort food. And I got one out and I picked up the package and I started to look for the microwave instructions and it showed the nutritional.
Don't
I got to
read
the,
that.
I don't eat that much food in 4 days, dude.
I'll take it off your hands.
Wow.
It is legit the amount of sodium that will kill several families in one of those damn things.
I'll take it. I'll take
I'm going to probably eat it tonight.
Steve's taking one for the team. I'll take the pot pies.
Slacker and Steve. Weekday afternoons on Alice. And anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.